Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Terrence DeFranco is here. He's a new friend, but not for long. We're going to get him back. He's CEO and president and co-founder of IOTA Communications. It's all about the Internet of Things. I like to say Internet of Things things, Terrence. I just think that's funny. And I've done quite a bit of reporting on this, quite a bit of writing on this, and but mostly from the standpoint of security and not because the handy part of IoT is self-evident. I mean, everybody gets that. But sometimes they don't understand some of the structural issues. And we've talked about security with our cybersecurity experts quite a bit. And I asked you about that a minute ago, and you were telling us about your sort of dedicated bandwidth that you use, the spectrum that you use for your systems. It's different from the backbone bandwidth that we use for other things, right? Am I right about that?
That's right. So we've amassed a significant amount of licensed spectrum in the 800 band, which is narrow band, historically been used for push to talk. So if you remember the old Nextel phones that used to have that capability,
the so shortwave radio,
that's right.
They use on boats and that kind of thing.
That's right. So what we're doing, our strategy is getting enough spectrum to cover the entire U.S. population. We're well on our way to getting there. And once we do, it's really putting that infrastructure in place to allow for this connectivity. Now, this isn't meant to compete with cellular, which is broadband.
Right.
So, you know, think of it in terms of plumbing. It's a very
Wi-Fi, because you know, most IoT has to be converted to Wi-Fi, right? I mean, it IoT doesn't work if it's not connected by Wi-Fi.
That's within a home. That's the kind of the standard. But any means of doing wireless connectivity, whether it's Wi-Fi, whether it's Bluetooth, or any other means, will, you know, certainly fit the application. So what we do inside of these commercial facilities, or even within a city, we actually use 800 megahertz spectrum to do that communication rather than Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is open. So if you ever walk into a Starbucks, you certainly do need a password to get in, but it is not.
But you're still exposed if you do that. So what's one of the most interesting things about you, what you've told us is, see, when we were talking earlier about the explosion of IoT, of the Internet of Things things, billions, tens of billions of them around the world. Every within 5 years, the average person will have 10 or 15 or 20 IoT things, and that's going to be create a huge bandwidth demand that most communities aren't. And when you throw in blockchain on top of that, which is going to be exploding, I think that's going to create a demand for bandwidth like communities have never seen before. And I was thinking about that when you were describing your system, but you're not going to impact that, are you, because of your different frequency you use?
We're actually, what we're doing in that context is actually bringing more supply of bandwidth to the table. We're taking this radio spectrum that is available, and we're basically transforming it into something that can be used to transmit data. Now, the application for it isn't the same as cellular. So cellular is great for us to communicate on our cell phones and stream video and all of those things. Our network that's going to cover the United States is bringing more bandwidth in narrow band So to drive sensor data, so, you know, bytes rather than many bytes, megabytes and kilobytes.
Right.
So
you don't need it. The information you're collecting is not significant. It's more on a regular basis. Hey, Terrence, I've got to wrap it up. I unfortunately, will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would love to, Jim. It was really a lot of fun, and I hope that your listeners gained something from it. It's always a pleasure talking.
There's no question about it. No, you did a great job today, and I appreciate you spending some time with us. I need the website, please.
So it's www.iotacommunications.com.
When are you going public? I want to invest.
Company public, IOTC.
All right. Check it out, folks.
Indigo Oscar Thomas Charlie.
All right. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.